Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 26th of Shawwal, and our topic is Writing a Will. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized that every Muslim should remember death constantly and as often as possible. This act of remembering death, my dear brothers and sisters, encourages us to work for the hereafter so that we may repent from sins, reform our deeds, give people their rights, and seek apology and forgiveness from the people for any mistakes that we may have committed against them. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akthiru min dhikri hadhim al-ladhat." Increase or remember a lot that which cuts or severs the pleasures. And that is referring to death, my dear brothers and sisters. And this hadith is found in At-Tirmidhi and others and has been declared as Hasan Sahih by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the ways a Muslim can remember death is to write his will, especially if he has wealth, owes or is owed any debts, or has entered any shared ventures. This is not only safer for him, but also secures the rights of all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, as has been narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, "It is the duty of a Muslim who has something which is to be given as a bequest, يَبِيتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ إِلَّا وَوَصِيَّتُهُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ عِنْدَهُ, not to have it for two nights without his will written down regarding it. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us all keep and stick to this important sunnah and begin to write our will as soon as possible. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will be rightly guided. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.